From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Earlier today, North Korea said it successfully conducted a newly developed mid- to long-range missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. Ken Goss, Director of International Affairs at the Center for Naval Analyses on the International Response.
The U.S. is definitely going to take the hard line, followed by Japan. The Moon Jae-in administration's reaction will be very interesting to see whether he falls in line with that hard line or whether he looks to soften it. I suspect China will call for all sides to kind of calm down. Whether, if this thing comes to the Security Council, what the Russia and China vote will be, it will be fairly interesting to watch.
United Nations Security Council set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday, with the U.S., Japan, and South Korea requesting that special meeting. Europe's policy agency, Interpol, says a global ransomware has affected at least 100,000 organizations in 150 countries, with data networks infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. Cybersecurity specialist Cedric Layton.
This is the biggest ransomware attack that has occurred really ever on the face of the earth. So what you're dealing with here is an unprecedented cyber attack.
So far, there has been no progress reported in efforts to determine who caused the ransomware plot. World Health Organization identified more suspected cases of the deadly Ebola virus after declaring an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo a few days earlier. WHO says one death has tested positive for Ebola out of several. This is VOA News.